What's up, everyone? I'm Joe Lemon, and welcome to the show. Today, we're going to talk about how discipline builds confidence. All right, let's get right into it. Something that I believe a lot of us really struggle with is having a good, solid story that communicates our value props and addresses the client issues up front. Something I know that, you know, when you're going out and you're in the field pitching, you're trying to, you know, get people to be aware of what you offer, service, products, doesn't really matter. You have to have something that is not driven all about what you want to bring to them and how important your ideas are, your company is doing, and all, and just how you guys are the leaders in your industry. All that's just kind of fluff talk to someone who doesn't want to hear from you. And really, where we get into making the sales story good is addressing the client issues up front. And so, all right, let's get into the meat of the title today. So how does discipline create confidence? And to me, it's really simple, right? It's not that you don't want to go about trying to motivate yourself and all that, but you can't rely on motivation. Motivation is like, it comes and bursts and goes, right? If you rely on that roller coaster of when you're motivated, when you feel like doing something, when you're amped up about trying to achieve a goal, it's difficult to always rely on that to be consistent with how you go about pursuing new business and growing your actual company, your ideas. It doesn't really matter. But relying on motivation is a really dangerous game. Really trusting discipline and getting into what is the biggest useful purpose that you're trying to solve for other people is something that will keep you focused on achieving those numbers on a consistent basis. And that's why I'm saying that addressing these issues, like what are the issues that your company, service, product, solution, whatever that you're bringing out is really trying to solve. If you stay focused on that, if you stay focused on addressing that early and up front, before you get into your offerings, before you get into how you're better than a competition, but what is the value that you're bringing to this person today? Not who are you, not why are you the best, but what are you bringing to them up front? If you get that in the first pieces of your conversation to someone that's a stranger, so you're doing cold outreaches, emails, DMs, cold calls, doesn't really matter how you're reaching this person, doesn't matter the medium, but how you're getting out there, if you lead with the client issues up front, man, I'm telling you, people will better gravitate towards your story. And that's why you have to have discipline and create that. So you get the discipline around creating value up front, it will give you confidence to speak to anyone. One, because you have to humble yourself and know that what you're bringing is valuable to the person. And that's a whole learning experience in itself that you gotta be humble to, right? Because for those that are new, or you're creating a new product, you have a new business, the reality is if you haven't, you know, produced this type of numbers before or produce these type of results for your clients before, let's say if you're a trainer, you haven't ever helped anybody lose weight, you might not really know if you're capable of doing it. Yes, you know the theories. Yes, you may have done it for yourself, but have you done it for somebody else yet? And that's the important part. And so same thing with your product. If you're selling a software product, if you're selling a widget that's supposed to help boost some company's ROI, because especially in B2B sales, it should always be an ROI, a mathematical, an analytical perspective that you should be able to lean on to a degree to help justify the cost of spending for your service or your product. It should be there. So leading with those issues of what problems are you here to solve in the world today, right? Man, it changes the dynamic of the conversation, takes you out of this typical sales pitch of look at me and all these LinkedIn messages that we all get and just saying how great their service or the product is, and gets you more into the driver's seat of saying, hey, I'm helping leading change in this area, because change is the biggest thing that we need to overcome. So I want to challenge you guys to really try to lead out with a strong sales message this time. Prepare for the failure up front for it. But look, you know, come out with discipline, trust discipline, you know, lean on discipline, and make sure that you kind of keep that consistent message of leading with their problems, their values up front, and trying to address those out the gate. And I would love to hear how that works out for you this week. Man, if you would love to kind of keep yourself accountable, I'm looking for one or two people to really join this group that I'm laying out, and I really want to see if I can help people out. This is really about how I can see if what I have of trying to coach people and keeping them accountable, not trying to be a guru, not trying to be this person that is not all-knowing around sales, but really just saying, hey, if you take these actions and you do these MMA activities, these money-making activities, right, consistent basis, I think, and I know for myself that I've gotten results doing that way, but I believe it can work for almost anyone. And if you constantly tweak that message to make it sharper and sharper and sharper, your sales and your numbers for your business will go up. If you're interested in being a part of that, man, please reach out to me at salesculture.co. That's salesculture.co. Probably rebrand this as Marathon Selling. I'm getting that set up out here in Tulsa, Oklahoma. But Marathon Selling is the book that's coming out, and I want to create a lot of good communities around that, man. So marathonselling.com or salesculture.co. Reach out to me. We'd love to hear about what challenges you're trying to be consistent around and you need to build discipline around in your sales process. With that said, I look forward to bringing more heat in the future. Until then, you guys be great.